For just the second time in their careers, it is Mike Trout and Bryce Harper head-to-head, and the two stars put on a show in the first inning. First, it's Harper's turn facing Jesse Chavez.
That's got a loud sound to it, out to left center. See you later, right over Mike Trout. Bryce Harper homers. Been back since last Friday. And Trout goes to left center. Oh my goodness. Both of them have done it here in the first inning.
I'm sorry, it's 1-1 the first, who cares? I got goosebumps right there.
Anthony Rendon leads off the top of the seventh for the Nationals. The 0-1. Swinging a high, high drive to deep left field. Revere back to the warning track, climbing the wall, and this game is tied. Anthony Rendon.
Chance to give the Nationals the lead. 2-1.
Swing and a shot up the middle, off the mound, into center field. It's a base hit for Zimmerman.
And here's Ryan Madsen, his first appearance as a Net. Swing and a miss.
So now Doolittle to face Albert Pujols. Here's the set. Now the pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Shallow left. Heisey coming hard. We'll get there.
The Nats hang on for the 4-3 win. Bryce Harper with a perfect night at the plate. He lags only a double for the cycle, extending his hitting streak to 13 games to tie a career high. The star of Tuesday's show, without question, was Bryce Harper. He went 4-for-4 for the Nats, lacking only a double for the cycle. But following the game, Harper only wanted to speak about Edwin Jackson, as his seven solid innings put the Nats in position to hang on to beat the Angels 4-3.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, he's our fifth starter. You know, he's a guy that comes in here and, you know, works hard and does his thing, does his job. It's fun to have around the clubhouse. You know, one of the best guys I've ever played with. So seeing him come in and do what he did tonight, three hits, two runs, I mean, just unbelievable.
You got to look at your two new relievers. Sean Doolittle gave up a run there in the ninth, but Ryan Madsen, a very clean eighth. What do you make of your two new additions at the back end?
Oh, it's huge. You know, definitely, you know, being able to have those two guys at the end, you know, gives us a good chance to win. So, you know, having Doolittle, having, you know, Madsen, maybe adding another one, possibly. So, I mean, just unbelievable to be able to have those two guys at the end, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
You love playing against the greats in this game. You face off against Mike Trout. You've only played him one series before in your career. Does playing against him do anything extra for you, get you extra fired up?
No, I mean, I'm just happy to be in California. You know, happy to be able to, you know, come out here and enjoy it with my family and friends. You know, I'm so just not stressed out at all when I'm around them and stuff like that. So being able to come out here and play in front of them, it's always a blast. So I'm just happy we got the W tonight and look forward to tomorrow.
Back with the Nationals for the first time since 2012, Edwin Jackson was terrific through seven innings against the Angels on Tuesday, eventually leading to Washington's 4-3 win. Here is Washington skipper Dusty Baker talking about the veteran starter.
Hey, he threw the ball well. He gave us seven strong innings, and, you know, he only made, you know, one mistake. You know, he hung a breaking ball, and that was really it. You know, Mike Trout's ball would have, and that wasn't a mistake, you know, but the other – the other one was a mistake. He hung a breaking ball. But other than that, you know, he threw the ball well. He kept his pitch count down. And it was good to see him, you know, come through like that. And good to see him get the victory, especially after his hard work. And Madsen, you know, threw the ball excellent. And then, you know, Doolittle, you know, closed the door. It was, I mean, you know, those guys aren't going to quit over there. And he was facing the heart of the order, which makes it, you know, especially tough. So, you know, we played a good game, offensively, defensively, and it was a good game to watch.
Was that more of just the matchups with Madsen and Doolittle? Did you decide to use Madsen in the eighth and Doolittle in the ninth?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's, you know, we'll see how things go. You know, it was a matchup. Plus, you know, I think Madsen, you know, has felt more comfortable in the eighth and Doolittle in the ninth. And so, you know, we'll probably mix and match. And for tonight, it worked.
For Sean to get in the trouble that he did and then have to face those two guys to show the ability to come back, break a bat, and get pools to pop up, that show you anything about his ability to handle those kinds of situations?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, that's what Bob Melvin said. He's kind of, you know, not easily rattled. And the situation where, you know, like he wanted to come through and do his job. And, you know, from talking to him, he seems like a pretty cool customer under those circumstances and situations. And yeah, I mean, he's been in there in that situation before, and he's faced these Angels many times, so, you know, he knows them and they know him. So You know, this wasn't an ideal situation, you know, because they're in the same division. They've been facing each other for so long. I mean, you'd rather have him face somebody that, you know, didn't know him, but, you know, that's how baseball goes.
What did you make of Harper trying to take two there on the first single, and then what did you kind of think of his offensive night overall?
Well, I mean, he was hustling. You know, he was hustling big time. I mean, we thought he was safe. That's why we challenged. And, you know, he knew Ben. And Ben was coming in, you know, charging hard to get the ball and couldn't really gather himself to, you know, to make a stronger throw. And so, you know, that's the way you play baseball. You know, you can play safe or you can play smart. And he's playing smart.
Dusty, what's the biggest difference with Bryce this year?
Probably, you know, number one, he's healthy. And number two, he's not in a hurry, you know, at the plate like he was last year. And, you know, I mean, he doesn't like, you know, his year last year, and it happens. I mean, everybody can have a down year. I mean, the public and the media, they don't see it like that. But you know, some years everything falls, and some year nothing falls. And so, yeah, I mean, we knew Bryce was going to bounce back because, you know, he doesn't, you know, like not performing well and doing well. And so, we weren't worried about that. As long as he's healthy, everything was going to, you know. You know, his ability to take care of himself.
Dusty, what were your expectations for Jackson in terms of pitches and innings? I mean, were you surprised he's still out there in the seventh?
No, not really, because his pitch count was relatively low. And my expectations were, I didn't have any. You know, I just wanted him to do well, keep us in the game. You know, they shut our offense down pretty good. And on a club like this, you know, like we can explode at any moment. And so, you know, he gave us all that, you know, we could ask for.
You guys obviously need a fifth starter now. Do you expect him to kind of get another shot after what he was
doing? Oh, yeah. Shooting? Yeah. I mean, you know, he threw the ball well. So I don't think that's a question.
What went into that decision in the ninth to pitch to Trout, the first base opener?
Well, I've been beat by Albert Pujols more than I've been beat by Trout. You know what I mean? And so it was a situation where, and then, you know, if you get Pujols out, then you got the dangerous, you know, hitter up next. And so that was a situation, and it worked. That's not my ideal situation, have to choose between Trout and Pujols. And then Escobar coming up next. I mean, that's a pretty big, you know, pretty good heart of the order. So sometimes you take a shot and win, and sometimes you take a shot and lose.
Back to Bryce real quick. Did he seem to have anything extra tonight? The hustling bases, the throw in the ninth inning, he seemed to have, I don't know, he stepped up something a little bit extra tonight.
I don't know. I told him we agreed that he was off tomorrow. You know what I mean? So I said, you give me all you got, because I've given everybody that was a regular a day off after the All-Star game, which I like to do because those guys don't get a break. You know, one day break isn't enough, where the rest of us had 4 days. You know what I mean? So I just told him, hey, man, give me all you got, and then, help us win tonight, and then we'll worry about tomorrow.
The Nats will send Gio Gonzalez to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Alex Meyer.